Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments. And this morning we're looking at Romans chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. And we're looking forward to studying the Word of God. And if you're out there driving around listening to this, get out your pen and paper, because this is a very important message. Romans 8, verses 12 and 13. So then, brethren, we are under obligation, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So what's this telling us? Oh, before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, let your word come alive to us this moment. Let truth come forth and change our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Returning to the passage, what's this passage telling us? It's telling us that if we live according to the flesh, if we live according to the old nature, the lower nature, the nature that's preoccupied with this life and with worry and with fury and with rage and with ego, if we live according to that, we must die. Well, what does the Bible mean by this? Because people go and do fleshly and crazy things and they don't drop dead. You don't put them in a coffin and take them off to the funeral home as soon as they sin. No, but what's this? It's spiritual death. And what's spiritual death? It's disconnection from God. It's disconnection from Jesus. It's disconnection from the Holy Spirit. It's stepping outside of the kingdom of God into the kingdoms of this world. So spiritual death is when we push God away from ourselves, like Adam and Eve did, and become disconnected and start living in our own ego, in our own toxic self, instead of that self which is inside of us. If we're born again, Bible-believing Christians, we're not New Agers here. So if you've been born again, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, if you're saved, you have a part of you that's the new creation, that's the new man, that's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And as we see in earlier verses, Christ does dwell in us in verse 9. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. So there's the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And this Spirit dwells in you and wants to rule over your heart, your mind, your emotions and your behavior. But we have a tendency to ignore the Holy Spirit and go our own way. If you're driving and listening to this and someone cuts you off in a big red pickup truck, you have a choice. You can just let that happen and just forgive and forget about that person's dangerous behavior. Or you can get into a rage and run after them and chase them down and abuse them. Now, when you decide to give in to your anger, when you decide to give in to your wrath, when you decide to go in the path of bitterness and unforgiveness and rage, then you're going into the flesh. And at that point, you're dying spiritually. You're taking yourself away from God. And you have to bring yourself back to the Lord. You need to bring yourself back to connection with God. Now, I'm not saying that at this point you've lost your salvation, but I am saying that you're not living in a principle that's going to bear any fruit. The flesh only brings tragedy to your life. When you live in the flesh, you're only going to have bitter fruit. But if you live in the Spirit, you'll have the fruit of the Spirit. So you've got to determine to live in the Spirit and not in the flesh, because the flesh is only going to bring terrible things into your life. Let's look at this process a bit. In Galatians chapter 6, in the section on sowing and reaping, it's often misused to talk about money and things like that. It has a certain applications there. But here we're talking about spiritual sowing and spiritual reaping. So, in verse 7, do not be deceived, whatever is not mocked. I'll be starting again. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption, but from the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life. So when you sow to the flesh, when you live a fleshly carnal lifestyle, when you stop going to church, stop reading your Bible, stop praying, and you run around doing stupid and foolish things, getting into relationships you should never get into, when you start doing dishonest things and cheating on your taxes or cheating someone which you do work for, when you're in that lifestyle, you're going to reap corruption, and the corruption will lead to spiritual death. And you have to turn around from that and start sowing to the Spirit. You need to get to church. You need to open your Bible. You need to pray. You need to start loving people and doing spiritual things and doing the good works that God has called you to do. So you have a choice whether you're going to sow the seed of the flesh or sow the seed of the spirit, because things grow up according to their nature. So if you sow pumpkin seeds, you're going to get pumpkin. If you sow flax seeds, you're going to get flax. If you sow cotton seeds, you're going to get cotton. If you sow corn seeds, you're going to get corn. So whatever we sow, you reap. And if you're sowing the flesh, if you're sowing negativity, bitterness, destruction, rivalry, and selfish ambition, from those things you will reap a harvest, and it will not only affect you, it will affect your wife, your children, and your family, because the toxicity will spread. You will have bad fruit. You will have an evil tree growing up in your heart because you have sown to the flesh. You don't want that. You don't want the spiritual death that comes from a fleshly and a carnal lifestyle. So in verse 9 of Galatians 6, it says, "And let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary." So when you're sowing to the Spirit, when you're doing the good things of God, you have to keep at it. You don't want to get weary. You don't want to get worn out. You want to keep on going to church. You want to keep on praying. You want to keep on helping those orphans. You want to keep on helping the people that are around you and blessing people and being positive and good and kind and loving. It may not seem to bear much of a return at the moment, but over time, it will bear a reward. Your character will change. People will love you. People will want to be around you. Your relationships will improve. Your kids will improve. And your life will turn around because you'll be positive and not negative. And the fruit will come. You sow the seed and you water the seed and you stay in the Spirit. You stay in the things of God and the fruit will come. And you'll have love, joy, and peace in your life. And God will solve your problems. And you'll be a much better person than if you had sowed to bitterness, anger, and wrath. So you have a choice. Let's go back to Romans 8. "So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live." Well, how do we put to death the deeds of the body, and what is that? The deeds of the body here are the carnal appetites and lusts and desires. For instance, looking at pornography is a lustful desire of the body. You want to put that to death. You don't want to go there at all. Well, how do you do that? You need to adopt the opposite spirit. It says you're by the Spirit you're putting to death the deeds of the body. Of course, you may have to disconnect your internet or put a filter on it or change the way that you look at the internet, and there's whole things like that. But by the Spirit, if you adopt the spirit of purity, if you pray for purity, you're going to put to death lust. If you pray for patience, you'll put to death impatience. If you pray for joy, you will put to death self-centeredness and negativity. So it's as you walk in the Spirit, the spiritual qualities, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control, those kind of things, put to death the deeds of the flesh. If you walk in the wisdom of God, you'll put aside foolishness automatically. You won't have to even think about it because you'll be walking in the wisdom of God. So you need to adopt spiritual qualities, and as you adopt and move into those positive strengths, as you move into your areas of spiritual strength, then the old qualities, the qualities of the old man, the fleshly nature, they will wither away and die. So you need to put to death the old nature. You need to crucify the old nature because it is being put to death by the cross of Jesus Christ, and you need to walk in the new nature, to put on the new man, to put on the qualities of the inner man, which is Christ within you, the hope of glory. So day by day, you get up and you say, "Today I'm going to walk in stillness and peace. Today I will walk in the joy of the Lord. Today I will walk in the love of the Lord." And you put these things on and you decide to not let things sabotage you, not let things irritate you, not let things push your buttons. And as you start to walk in the Spirit, as you start to ignore the button pressing of the devil, you will find that you're putting to death the things of the flesh, the deeds of the body, over and over again. Let's get down into some specifics. Let's just say, let's go back to that example of pornography. And you get onto that pornography and it leads you in terrible directions, and your thoughts and your mind and your spirit are preoccupied with what you've seen on the internet or on your phone or whatever. And how do you put that to death? It's such a struggle for so many people. First of all, you must realize that you have a problem. You must realize that that is sin and that God does not want you to do that at all. You must put it away. You must loathe it. You must disgust it. You must see it as disgusting. And you must throw it away from you as a vile thing. And in Jude it says, hate even the garment polluted by the flesh. So you don't want to tolerate pornography at all. You don't want to say, oh, well, it's just beautiful women or beautiful men or this, that or the other. You want to say, no, this is wrong. It's a work of the flesh and you're not going to go there at all. And you need to get a proper stance. You need to stop excusing it. And you've got to say, okay, I'm going to get rid of this now. I'm going to do something about it. The next step after you've realized it's wrong is to move in the direction of that which is right. So you ask God for a pure heart. You ask God to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You repent before the Lord and you say, I'm repenting now, Lord. I'm repenting of my involvement with pornography or this or that or the other or whatever your sin is. And you confess that out to the Lord and you cast it upon him and say, Lord, take this desire away from me. I want to move in the direction of purity. If your problem is impatience, you want to move in the direction of patience and you want to adopt patience as a lifestyle. If your problem is rage and anger, then you want to move towards tolerance and peacefulness and a heart that's no longer angry. So you move towards the opposite of the problem you've got. And so you confess the problem, you realize you've got a problem, you turn it over to the Lord, you confess it, and now you start moving away from it and towards Jesus. What would Jesus do in that situation? And you start moving towards purity. You might need to take some special steps. You might need to put a filter on your computer. You might need to stay away from the liquor store. You might need to have a friend who holds you accountable. You might need to count the number of times you get grumpy during the week or irritable or lose your temper and say, okay, I lost my temper 10 times this week. Next week, I'm going to get it down to 5. And then you get it down to 2 and then down to 0. So you have to work and work at these things. So in order to put the things to death, you need to confess it as sin. You need to turn to God about it. You need to pursue the opposite quality. So the opposite of the sin, the righteous quality. And then you need to take some practical steps to get out of that. If you stay in your sin, if you stay living in the flesh, you will die spiritually. You will wither up. And you will die spiritually. Spiritual death will come. Your heart will go cold. You'll be trapped by that sin, that drug, or that addiction. And your life will bear terrible consequences because if you sow to the flesh, from the flesh, you will reap corruption. These are strong words and they are tough words, but you don't want to see your spiritual life go down the drain. So start taking drastic action. Start repenting. Start praying. Start thinking about what you can do to put the flesh to death. You don't want it ruling your life. Instead, pray for the Holy Ghost to take over your life, be filled with the Spirit, and live in spiritual victory. This is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments.